Thank you for listening to this podcast presented by Full Gospel Street Team. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Truly, we give honor to God, who is the head of our life, to our wonderful leaders, Apostle Murray, Evangelist Shirley Murray. We give honor to Bishop Murray and to all the ministers and elders and to each and every one under the sound of my voice. Truly, we thank and praise God for being out on this afternoon. Come to lift up the name of Jesus. And if you knew like I knew, you would make your way over. You would open up your window, open up your door, sit out on your car. Come on, sit out on your front porch and listen to the word of God. I want to let you know God got a word for you today. God want to encourage your heart. He want to strengthen you to be strong in life. See, we're living in a day and time. Many people are going through life and many people are giving up. Many people are throwing in the towel because it looks like there's no stop to the terror. It looks like there's no end to what's going on in their life. But I want to let you know I got some good news for you. For the Bible let us know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So whatever you need from God, you can receive it. But you got to receive it by faith. And the Bible lets you know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by hearing the word of God. So we have the gospel for you on today. For the gospel is good news. Maybe you say, I hadn't heard no good news in a while. You turn on the radio, and what do you hear? Bad news. Turn on the news, and what do you hear? Bad news. Listen to the conversations. Listen to the rappers, and what you hear? Nothing pretty much but bad news. Just was reading before I made it over on today. You done had two celebrities or two sports people that committed suicide in a matter of, 48 hours, because there's no joy to life. There's no peace to life. The lifestyle they're living. And I want to let you know they're living the wrong lifestyle. They hadn't turned to God. They hadn't turned to the creator of lifestyle. Well, I just want to encourage your hearts. If you know like I know, if you know what's good for you, why don't you pull aside for the next few minutes and just listen to the word of God. We're coming out of the King James Version Bible. We're going to the Gospel of St. Luke. We're going to, I believe, the 5th chapter, and we're going to start reading at verse number 1. We're going to have a reader to read for us. Come on and read the word of God.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God.
Now the Bible said it came to pass as people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God. See, they was hungry. They wanted something from Jesus. And this is the type of shape that you got to get in. These are the type of people that you have to become. You have to get hungry. You have to get tired of being in the state that you're in. And you got to be looking for something better. You got to be looking for something greater. See, many of you, you're just dealing with what you're dealing with. Or you just try to find satisfaction in the life you're living, but it's really no satisfaction. You need something different. And what you need is Jesus. And these people realize, I need something different, and they heard that Jesus had something different. He was speaking not like ordinary men, but he was speaking as one that had authority. He was speaking as someone that had something connected to him that could bring about a change in their life. And the Bible let us know that they pressed up on him to hear his words. Come on, read.
As the people pressed up on him to hear the word of God,
read.
He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake.
He saw two ships standing by the lake. Read.
But the fishermen were gone out of them.
But now listen to this. The Bible say that the fishermen, they wasn't in the ships. Come on, read.
And were washing their nets.
They was washing their nets. They had been out fishing. They had been out in the lake, but they hadn't caught no fish. So at the end of the day, what they would do, they would get their nets, and they would go and clean their nets and get them prepared for the next day. Come on, read.
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed with him that he would thrust out a little from the land.
Now, at the end of the day, they've been cleaning their nets, but Jesus got up in one of the ships, and he told one of the fishermen, he said, now I want you to get out and go to that same net you just cleaned. He said, I want you to go and thrust it out into the sea. Come on.
Thrust out a little from the land.
Yes.
And he sat down, and he taught the people out of the ship.
Read.
Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep.
He told him to launch out into the deep. Go and throw that net in the deep. Come on.
Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.
He said, let down your nets for a draught. Now this is what he was telling Peter to do. Go ahead.
And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing.
He said, we have toiled all night. We've been out here trying to fish all night long, but we haven't caught nothing. But now here it is, you're telling me to go and throw out into the deep. Come on.
Nevertheless,
at your word,
I will let down the net.
I'll let down the net. Come on, read.
And when they had did this,
yes,
they enclosed a great multitude of fishes.
When they did what Jesus said,
and their net break.
They got a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of His word on today. And what we read here, we read about Jesus. He was out teaching. But now, not only was Jesus a teacher, but He also was a demonstrator. He began to teach and preach them the word of God. But now, at the end of the day, knowing that His disciples hadn't had a good day out in their fishermen or out in what they're doing, their occupation, He wasn't going to leave them in their shape. But He's seen a position in which He can manifest His power, where He can manifest what He could do if people will put their trust in Him. And He told them to go and lunch out into the deep and throw out your net. And they did just that. Even though they had been fishing all day long, they had been out trying to fish, but because they did what Jesus said, they dropped the nets and entailed the multitude of fishes. And when they got all the fish together, they couldn't hold them, and the net began to break. What are you saying, young man? Well, I come to let you know, don't worry about how things look. Don't worry about how things seem. Just obey Jesus. I want to speak to you from the next few moments from a subject topic. Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought it was over. I may be talking to somebody under the sound of my voice. You may be going through life, and life may have thrown many different hard obstacles before you. Life may have thrown many different hard trials and tribulation before you. And it may seem like you're going down and you're going under. You know, sometimes it seems like in life you're on the sea, and it seems like you can't see no land. It seems like you can't see a place of peace. Seems like you can't see any rest. Seems like you don't never find no island. It just seems like life is just throwing you here and there from one thing after the next. You find yourself, you know, getting caught up into many different bad relationships. You find yourself getting caught up onto drugs and alcohol, and you find yourself with many addictions in life. Many people under the sound of my voice, you may be addicted to drugs. You may be addicted to alcohol. You may be addicted to gambling. You may be addicted, you know, to just having numerous relationships. But yet in your search or in what you're going after, you don't find no peace of mind. You find no satisfaction. You find no joy. And many times when people find themselves in this situation, they begin to give up on life, and they begin to think about killing themselves. They begin to contemplate about taking their own life. And then you got some begin to think about not only taking their life, but they're thinking about taking other people's lives. And that's the shape that the devil wants you to be in. But I want to let you know today that Jesus don't want you in that state. But God want to do something for you. So don't think that life is over just because you went through a few hard trials and tribulation. But let me say this, if you continue the road that you're going on, it probably will soon be over. But I want to let you know you can get on another road. But the Bible let us know a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. I want to let you know, if you change lane and get on the highway of holiness, no longer will you run in, will you find shipwreck, but you will come out of that sea of sin. You will come out of that sea of forgiveness, and God will put you on a road of pleasant, a road of peace, a road of tranquility, a road of joy, a road of love. That's what you need under the sound of my voice. Just when you thought it was over, God said it ain't over if you turn to me. But the Bible let us know, he that had an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I want to let you know, it ain't over just because it looked like it's over. That's what the devil wanted to do. He wants you to count yourself out. He wants you to count your situation out. But I want to let you know, I don't care how bad things are going in your life, God can turn things around. God can make things brand new. I hear the word of the Lord saying that if any man be in Christ, he new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. I come to tell somebody today, God will make your life brand new. You may be in the hood, but you won't think like you in the hood. You may be in a bad situation, but God will bring you out of the bad situation. God got something better in store for your life. But the Bible let us know to him that is joined to all the living, there's still hope. I come to tell somebody today, there's still hope for your life. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't sit there and wallow in sin. But you can come out of sin and leave sin alone. You can be free and be free indeed. For the Bible tells me whom the Son set free is free indeed. I come to proclaim to you today, you can come out of the sin. You can put the drugs down. You can put the alcohol down. You don't have to live wild. You don't have to live like a thug. You don't have to live like a gangster. You don't have to live like an addict. But you can live a life free and separated from sin. You can deal with people. You're all on the right level. Instead of an adult man chasing you, you can chase him out of your neighborhood. You can have something more in life than what you ever expected. See, many times people go through life and they think bad. They think to a low degree. But when you want to think yourself out of the situation that you're in, you can't see yourself living in a $1 million home, driving the car of your dream, living in the house of your dream, having the job of your dream. You can have it if you want it, but you gotta come to God. You gotta come to the creator of life. See what happened in the beginning. The enemy came and deceived Adam and Eve. He confused them. They was in a place of real. They was in a place of wholeness. But they listened to the devil, and then they found confusion, and their life began to come to naught. But the thing about it is, and I thank God. See, because the Bible gives me understanding, and the Bible let us know that we was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. So what I'm saying, you was born with an impulse to do what Adam and Eve done. But when you come into the knowledge of the gospel, and the gospel lets you know that for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, I come to let you know, Jesus come to reverse the curse. Get that curse off your life. Shake that curse off of your shoulders. And let God yoke you up with something that's worthwhile. Let God yoke you up with something that's about something. See, that's what's wrong with many under the sound of my voice. You're dealing with people that ain't gonna get you nowhere. You're running with people that don't want to go further than you. But I may not be talking to everybody, but I may be talking to one person, and you want more out of life. You don't want to stay in the hood all your life. You don't want to live on the streets all your life. You don't want to thug and gangbang all your life. I want more out of life. You can have more, but you gotta turn to God.
Yes, sir.
Just when you thought it was over, it ain't over just yet. See, the devil want to kill you. He want to destroy you. But the Bible say he come before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, don't tell them that scripture without letting them know I come to give them life and give it to them more abundantly. God said, I got better. It ain't over because the devil says it's over. It's not over until you give up. If you haven't given up, God haven't given up on you, you better shake yourself and wake up. Come out of this nightmare. Go and take a ride. Take a stroll and show God, I want a way out. I don't want to live like this. I want to make some out of my life. It ain't over yet.
Hallelujah.
Many times we listen and we look at what's going on around us. We in and out of the jailhouse, in and out of juvenile, getting kicked out of school, can't get along with nobody, and we wonder what's going on. Is this the way life's supposed to be? Listen to these rappers. and you let them influence your life and make your life. But I come to tell you, if you listen to them, you're going to come to naught. You're going to come to destruction. You got to pay attention to who you're listening to. But the Bible let us know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by hearing the word. Just when you thought it was over, I come to let you know you may be at the end of your rope, but you need to start digesting something better in your spirit. You need to start listening to the word of God. And that's what we have on today. We have the word of God. We don't have philosophy. We don't have what we think. But we got nothing less than the word of God. And it's going to take the word of God to bring you deliverance. It's going to take the word of God to make you whole. And I dare you under the sound of my voice, if you listen to this word will take your life. It will engraft your life. It will engulf your life. And things you used to do, you have lose the desire to want to do them. You used to smoke, but no longer will you want to smoke. You used to drink, but no longer will you want to drink. You used to run the streets, you'll find yourself staying at home. You used to go to the club, you'll find yourself in God's house, giving him all the praise, because the redeemed of the Lord ain't afraid to say so. I come to let you know, God got so much more in store for your life. Don't listen to the devil. You've been listening to him long enough, and look at you. Look what he's done to you. You're thinking crazy, acting crazy, looking crazy. But I want to let you know, God said a curse can be reversed. You can have more out of life. You can be something. You can be somebody. People can look at you and respect you. God got more in store for your life. Just when you thought it was over. As I get ready to close, that's what Peter, after fishing all day long, they looked at the situation and they say, well, another day went by. We didn't have a good mate. We didn't make no money, because they was fishermen by trade. And what they did, they went and sold their fish to the market. But now here it was a day they didn't make no money and they was going home. But Jesus said, now here it is at the end of the day, you don't have no money. He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And they begin to look at the situation and they begin to listen to what Jesus said. See, sometimes when you look at the situation, it looks grim, it looks like there's no hope. But I want to let you know, don't look at how things look, but just obey the word. And that's what Peter did. After contemplating, after sitting down, counting up the cost, after listening to who it was, he said, okay, nevertheless, not at my will, not at thy word, I'm going to do what you say. And he went out and threw his net into the sea, and he had to call men over, because he couldn't hold up all of the fish that had jumped in the net. Isn't that something? When you do what God do, he'll make fishes up in your net. I want to let you know, all you got to do is obey the word of God, and he'll make things right. Many times we try to figure out things. We try to wonder why. And in our wondering, it leaves us in a deeper place. But when we just learn to obey the word, when we begin to look with our spiritual eye and not with our natural eye, we understand things better. I'm reminded of the word of God as I get ready to close. As Jesus was on his journey, he began to go about doing the work of the Lord. And there was a man by the name of Jairus. He came to Jesus one day. He said, Jairus, you know what? He began to tell Jesus, my daughter's laying at home. She's at the point of death. I need you to come and lay your hands on her. And Jesus, he wasn't a selfish man. Jesus wasn't a man who wasn't about his father's business. He said, okay, I'll come with you. But now as he began to pursue, and as he began to go over to the Jairus home, there was a woman that had a need also. And she made her way to Jesus, and she got her healing. But now in the process of Jesus going to Jairus' house, and this woman receiving her healing, they got news. I said, you gotta listen to the news that you hear. You gotta listen to the conversations that you're listening to. You may be listening to the wrong thing. He got news that come from some of his friends. They said, trouble to Master any longer. Your daughter has already died. And but you know what, Jesus? He began to look at Jairus and he began to let him know, be not afraid, but only believe. Well, I come to let you know, it ain't over just yet. You may think it's over. The devil may have told you your life is going to end up with nothing. You're not going to never be married. You're never going to be a good mother, a good father. You never got going to go to college. But I want to let you know, tell the devil he's a lie right now. Your God can give you a brand new start. I wish you knew like I knew. If you only knew what God could do with you, God can take you and turn you around and make something out of your life. God can make you greater than you ever thought you could be. God will use you and bring you before great men. God will use you and make you a model Christian. God will use you as a deliverer in your family, as the way out. Oh, I wish I had somebody who would turn to God, who would trust God, who would thank God. I wish I had somebody who wasn't afraid to give up the lifestyle of living. I wish I had somebody who wasn't afraid to step out on faith just when you thought it was over. It ain't over yet.
Yes, sir.
If you're still living, you still have a chance.
Yes.
God loves you. He's concerned about you. Just when you thought it was over, it's not over. You just need to come to God and get a brand new start. Right now, we're calling for you on today. If you're ready for a new start, if you want a new change, if you want to start over brand new, I'm giving you an opportunity to come right now. We'll wait on you. If you want prayer, why don't you come? Come to Jesus. Come get a brand new start. You say, how do I start this new life? How do I get that change? There's a step in which everyone has to take. If you want to go to California, it's a certain road you got to go. If you want to go to New York, it's a certain road you got to go. If you want a brand new start, it's a certain road you have to go. For Jesus said, if you confess your sin, He's just and faithful to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Hallelujah.
I want to let you know God got a plan to your life and it makes sense. God got something in store for your life, but you got to take the right road. Why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you let Jesus give you a brand new start? Why don't you let him come and show you the directions of life? If you want something from the men, you got to come to the Creator. If you want something out of life, come to the Creator of life. Let God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We're leaving the altar call open. Why don't you come? I know some of you may be around the corner in your apartment. You may be in your home. You may be sitting out round and about, but you heard the Word of God. And if you heard the Word of God, it's coming to set you free.